Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We bless God for his mercies endured forever. We thank God for the extension of his grace over our lives. We thank God for his protection. We thank God for his hand of power. We thank God for his provision. I want you to appreciate him and worship him. This God is great. This God is mighty. Lord, we thank you because you are our God. You are the strength of our lives. You are the upholding force. You are our glory. You are our shield. And you are the lifter of our head. We appreciate you, Lord. We give you glory. We appreciate you, Lord. We magnify you. We appreciate you, Lord. We lift you up. We appreciate you, Lord. We magnify your name. Glory, glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, magrabo shagale lukumbra kale zumpa yegendege lebrokuza tayalaba lambra galu gragunsa kambroka zunta yalabo sanda yele brunsu te kareba. Thank you, Father. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, you are welcome to this high prophetic and deliverance prayer program. We appreciate God for what he has been using this deliverance program to do. We thank God for the extension of his mercy and grace over our lives. I want to appreciate all those who have been sharing this broadcast with their friends and a lot of testimony coming in every day as a result of what God has been using this program to do. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this program come up between the hour of 12 midnight to 1. And it is an everyday program. God has been helping us and strengthening us to program, release this every day. And we pray for more grace. We pray for more strength in the name of Jesus. We want to appreciate all those who have been, encouraging us in different ways. We pray God will bless you. God will touch you. God will lift you high. And God will expand you. God will enlarge you. And God will give you an open doors of breakthroughs, and open doors of promotion, and open doors of lifting, and open doors of greater testimony. You shall be connected to destiny helpers. You will move higher. You will move forward. And you get to a level that no one has ever got into your family. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy into the life of three people. Hear the word of the Lord before the year runs to an end. God is going to give you a breakthrough of 15 years. In the name of Jesus, breakthrough of 15 years will come to you in the next 1 month. For God is going to do an uncommon thing in your life. God is going to turn the table is turned to your side. I say God is going to turn the table. God is going to turn the table and turn it back to your side. There's going to be greater testimony. The Bible says he prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. All your enemies shall be days. All your enemies shall be uncovered. All your enemies shall surrender while you're dying on the table. In the name of Jesus. La gropo zakete prahosente prakuza lentrahosapa. I prophesy into the life of another two people here. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord said I should tell you that within the next 14 days you are going to have what we call unexpected breakthrough. Maglomuskedeka. It will appear upon your life what you have never expected. It's coming forth in powerful way in the name of Jesus Christ. Your dream has never reached that level, but it's coming. 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 God is going to come in different doors. God is going to come behind. He's going to come in the front. He's going to come beside. And it's going to be new dimension of grace upon your life in the name of Jesus. Ke paro se te paro. Lift up your hand and sing this song to the Lord. Lift up Jesus high. He is King of Kings. Oh, lift up Jesus high. He is Lord of Lords. Oh, lift up Jesus. He is King of Kings. King of Kings. And Lord of love, I will lift him up, lift up Jesus. Oh, he is King of Kings. I lift up Jesus, he is Lord of lords. Lift up Jesus, he is King of Kings. King of Kings. And Lord of Lords, sing it one more time. Lift up Jesus, He is King of Kings. Lift up Jesus, He is Lord of Lords. Lift up Jesus, He is King of Kings. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Today is the 18th day of the month of November, year 2021. I speak to someone's life before 18 days of the month of December, year 2021. That testimony that you have been waiting for, that principal request of yours that you have written right from the beginning of this year, shall be fully answered in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I want us to pray some prayers and I want you to get ready. As we begin to pray this prayer, sickness will get out of your body. As we begin to pray this prayer, the yoke of infirmity shall be broken. As we begin to pray this prayer, mysterious oppression shall disappear. As we begin to pray this prayer, every internal chain shall be broken. And you shall be released. You shall receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and say, Blood of Jesus, separate my life from affliction. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Blood of Jesus, separate my life from affliction. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, separate my life from affliction. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, separate my life from affliction. Separate my life from affliction. Separate my life from affliction. In Jesus, they say every evil altar sponsoring sickness into my body, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar sponsoring sickness into my body, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar sponsoring sickness into my body, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar sponsoring sickness into my body, catch fire, catch fire in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Say, every arrow of infirmity, depart from my life. Go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of infirmity, depart from my life. Go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of infirmity, depart from my life. Go back to your sender in Jesus' name. Please say, Holy Ghost, eject out of my body every poison of the serpent in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, eject out of my body every poison of the serpent in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, eject out of my body every poison of the serpent in Jesus' name. Pray, say, anything planted into my life in the dream to destroy my destiny, come out and die in the name of Jesus. Anything planted into my life in the dream to destroy my destiny, come out and die in the name of Jesus. Anything planted into my life in the dream to destroy my destiny, come out and die in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, every tree that my father has not planted in my blood, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every tree that my father has not planted in my blood, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every tree that my father has not planted to my blood, be uprooted in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, every arrow of my father's house, every evil arrow of my father's house, fire into the organs of my body, come out, go back to the sender. Every evil arrow of my father's house, fire into the organs of my body, come out now, come out now in Jesus. He says, satanic dream controlling my destiny, lose your power in the name of Jesus. Satanic dream controlling my destiny, lose your power in the name of Jesus. Satanic dream controlling my destiny, lose your power in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, any evil planted against my destiny, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Any evil planted against my destiny, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Any evil planted against my destiny, lose your hold in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Thank you, Father. Yesterday, we started a topic on praying against destructive dreams. There is something known as the world of the dream. There's something known as the dream world. Between the dream world and the physical world, if nothing is done, what has been programmed into the dream will manifest physically. That you have a dream that is not good does not say that dream should come to pass if you know what to do. But if you do not know what to do, if you have negative dream, it is bound to come to pass. Because every dream that you have, it is like a seed that is planted. You can uproot it before it begins to grow, or you allow it to begin to grow, and it becomes a tree that will be very difficult sometimes to deal with. Therefore, anytime you have a negative dream, immediately you wake up, you cancel that dream and command that dream not to see the light of the day. Or put the dream from the root, command the power behind the dream to be destroyed. That is what you must do. Don't forget where we read yesterday, Matthew chapter 13, verse 25. But while men slept, his enemy came. The enemy came while men were sleeping. The enemy came when men are prone to anything at night. The enemy came when men are very weak. The enemy came when men were sleeping. While men slept, his enemy came and so tell among the weight and went on his way. Every evil that has been sown into your life in the dream shall be uprooted today in the name of Jesus Christ. Job chapter 33, verse 13 to 18 says something very strong. He said, why do thou strive against him? For he giveth not account of any of his matter. For God speaketh once, yea twice, yet man perceive not, because man cannot perceive after God have spoken once or twice. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep fallen upon men, in slumbering upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men and sealed their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. He keepeth back his soul from the pit, and his life from perishing by the sword. You can see now, dreams, if it is backup or is a revelation from God, it is to preserve us. It is to deliver us from danger. It is to make us to be free and escape from the snares of the wicked. Don't forget, the enemy also come into the dream world to plant evil into our life, to attack our destiny in the dream, to make us to see and observe what we need not to see in order to form a covenant with our lives. There are different classes of dreamers. We have people who dream and they don't understand what they are dreaming. We have people who have a dream and a dream is in a reverse position. We have those who all their nights is a nightmare. We have those who have prophetic dream. We have some dreams. We have some dreamers that their dream always been manipulated. We have people who have a night vision. You see, in any category that you fall to, what matter is this? Any dream that is not from God must be destroyed. Like I told you, destructive dream is like a seed. When it is planted and you do not do anything about it, it will grow. But when you rise up immediately and deal with that dream, it will be destroyed immediately. It will not see the light of the day. There are destructive dreams that you must not joke with. Destructive dreams that you must not joke with. When you have such dream, you must deal with it instantly. If you can wake up immediately, fine. If you cannot, you wake up in the morning, you must not allow the dream to settle down. Dream like sex in the dream. Don't joke with it at all. It is destructive dream. Eating in the dream, don't joke with it at all. It is destructive dream. Being shot in the dream, don't joke with it at all. It is destructive dream. Being attacked by animal, don't joke with it at all. It's a destructive dream. When you are pursued by masquerade, don't joke with it at all. It's a destructive dream. These are very, very destructive dreams. When you see a dog closing against you, don't joke with it. It's a destructive dream. Being naked in the dream, don't joke with it. It's a destructive dream. Stealing of wedding clothes in the dream, don't joke with it. It's a destructive dream. Seeing padlock in the dream, and it's padlocking something,
Don't joke with it. It's a destructive dream. Seeing cobwebs in the dream. Don't joke with it. It's a destructive dream. Seeing corpses in the dream. Don't joke with it. It's a destructive dream. When you see yourself being caged, or you see yourself being in prison, or you see yourself being hindered for making progress, when you see yourself always serving others, when you see yourself serving some people food, you don't know their face. You do not know their faces at all. Don't joke with it. This is a destructive dream. When you see those who are dead in your family appearing before you, and you are still discussing as if they are alive, don't joke with it. It's a dream that you must not joke with. It's a dream of death. It's a dream of the grave. You must deal with it. Seeing tortoise in the dream, don't joke with it. It's a destructive dream. Seeing snail regularly in your dream, don't joke with it. It's a destructive dream. When you are pursuing the dream, when you are dreaming of water and swimming in the water, when you are seeing yourself being abandoned in an uncompleted house, when you see yourself lonely, when you see yourself playing card or games, don't joke with it. It's a destructive dream. When you see yourself engaged in every combat with some armed men, and they are always pursuing you to steal from you, don't joke with it. When you are seeing yourself fighting and struggling with unknown forces, don't joke with it. Fighting with bat in the dream, don't joke with it. It's a destructive dream. When you are losing blood, you are menstruating in the dream, don't joke with it. It's a destructive dream. When you see yourself being handcuffed, don't joke with it. It's a destructive dream. When you see your Bible be stolen, don't joke with it. It's a destructive dream. When you see that your asset is being stolen, don't joke with it. It's a destructive dream. When you see that your valuables are being stolen, you pack your car somewhere they've stolen it, you put this one somewhere. Things that are valuable to you, they are stolen. It's a destructive dream. Don't joke with it. You must fight dream very, very hard. Aggressively pursue the dream. Aggressively engage in prayer to cancel the dream. When you see all this one, or you see yourself drinking dirty water, you see yourself walking barefooted, you see yourself back in primary school, you see yourself back in secondary school, you are wearing the uniform you wear when you were in primary school, you are seeing yourself still serving your master that you served about 25 years ago, don't joke with it. It's also a destructive dream. What are you going to do? You see yourself naked, your head was shaved, don't joke with it. These are destructive dreams. This is what you must do. Immediately you notice this one, you rise up, and begin to pray that you, this dream I have had, I command you not to see the light of the day. Summon all that you have seen in that dream, set them ablaze. Destroy the dream, or put the dream from the land of the living. Paralyze the dream, and bind the power behind the dream. Let that dream be useless and never see the light of the day. Cancel the dream and destroy it. And immediately the dream will paralyze. You don't need to start verbalizing the dream. No. What you need to do is to destroy it. Cancel it. Destroy it. Cancel it. Uproot it. Useless it. Command the dream not to see the light of the day. All the participants in that dream, set them ablaze, and the fire of God will go upon them. Immediately, you just notice that, God has done something. That is the only way you can destroy destructive dream. That is why your prayer power must be strong. Your prayer energy must be strong. Your prayer fire must be strong. I want you to begin to confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord, my Father, I come before you now. Show me your mercy. Show me your grace. Confess your sin unto the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. There are 7 prayers now we are going to pray. And this prayer to destroy all destructive dreams and to bring you to the land of testimony. Before we pray, get a bottle of oil. Or you get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, we present it before you, this bottle of oil or the bottle of water in the hand of your children. Let the anointing of Holy Ghost enter therein. Let the blood of Jesus flow into it. Let the yoke-breaking power enter into that oil and that water. Let the fire of deliverance enter into that oil and that water. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I want you to pray this prayer like a man or a woman from another world. Pray this prayer with fire. Pray this prayer with power. Say, every seed of darkness planted in my life in the dream, die. Every seed of darkness planted in my life in the dream, die. In the name of Jesus. Every seed of darkness planted in my life in the dream, die. In the name of Jesus. Every seed of darkness planted into my life in the dream, die.
fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every dream I have had that is negative to my destiny, be canceled by the blood of Jesus. Every dream I have had that is negative to my destiny, be canceled by the blood of Jesus. Be canceled by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Every satanic dream I had in the past that is now affecting me now, lose your power in the name of Jesus. Every satanic dream that I had in the past and is now affecting me now, lose your power there. Lose your power there. Lose your power there. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, every arrow of sudden death fired against me in the dream, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of sudden death fired against me in the dream, backfire, backfire. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your head. Aha. Thank you, Father. Say, any evil dream working against my destiny, be canceled by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Any evil dream working against my destiny, be canceled now by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Any evil dream working against my destiny, be canceled now by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now lay your hand upon your chest, anoint your chest, and you shout very well. Say, dream of spiritual bullets, you are a liar, backfire in the name of Jesus. Dream of spiritual bullet, you are a liar, backfire in the name of Jesus. Dream of spiritual bullet, you are a liar, backfire in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every dream of disease in the name of Jesus. Every dream of disease in the name of Jesus. Every dream of disease in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your stomach now. Aha, something is going on there. Say, negative dreams, hear the word of the Lord. My life is not your candidate. In the name of Jesus. Negative dream, hear the word of the Lord. My life is not your candidate. In the name of Jesus. Negative dream, hear the word of the Lord. My life is not your candidate. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, anything that has gained entrance into my body from the dream world that is working against my progress, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus. Anything that has gained entrance into my body from the dream world and is working against my progress, come out by fire. Come out by fire. Come out by fire. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out and die. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two hands. I shall look back. Say, dream of poverty, in the name of Jesus. Dream of poverty, there by fire. In the name of Jesus. Dream of poverty, there, there. In Jesus. Say, dream of bondage, there. In the name of Jesus. Dream of bondage, there. In the name of Jesus. Dream of bondage, there. In Jesus' name. Say, dream of backward progress, there. In the name of Jesus. Dream of backward progress, there, there. In Jesus. Say, any dream assigned to bring me back to square one, you will not see the light of the day, there, in the name of Jesus. Any dream assigned to bring me back to square one, you will not see the light of the day, there, in Jesus. Say, wicked agent sponsoring evil dream into my life, there, in the name of Jesus. Wicked agent sponsoring evil dream into my life, there, in the name of Jesus. Wicked agent sponsoring evil dream into my life, there, in Jesus' name. Say, every dream covenant working against my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Every dream covenant working against my destiny, break, break in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your legs and say, in the name of Jesus, I command my legs to be free from bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. That is wonderful. Aha, thank you, Father. Take that oil and anoint your eye. Don't say anything. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command the spiritual eye of all your children touching their eye now with the oil. Let that spiritual eyes open, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Now every scale and veil of darkness, I command you to be removed. Let that eyes begin to see In Jesus' name we pray. God is going to show you a revelation within 3 days. Are going to come and just let me know what God has shown you, and it's going to be wonderful. There are 3 prayer points you need to pray for you to see some deep revelation. Number one, say, oh God, my Father, show me what went wrong in my foundation. You pray for about 5 to 10 minutes. Number two, you say, my Father and my God, let me know who I am. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. That is number two. Number three, say, oh God, my Father, show me the secret that will make me to move forward. Show me the secret that will make me to move forward. Show me the secret that will make me to move forward. This prayer, you will take your time praying them. You can take 3 days. You can take 5 days. You can take 10 days. You can go for a retreat. You can pray them. Make sure you pray this prayer very well. You can spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes on each, 15 minutes on each, 20 minutes on each, 30 minutes on each, 1 hour on each. You pray the way you want to have results. And God will show you deeper, 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 deeper revelation. When God sees that you are serious and you are committed, He will open your eyes, show you what went wrong, show you what went wrong in your foundation. God will show you even what went wrong when you were in the womb. God can show you what happened when your father and your mother were meeting themselves as husband and wife. God can show you what happened to your placenta. God can show you what happened to you when you were a child. God can show you what happened to you when your naming ceremony was conducted. God can show you what happened when you were born in anywhere you were born, whether hospital or somewhere. God can show you deeper, deeper things when God sees that you are serious and you are ready to see it. God can also show you the part of your future. God can reveal to you the beneficial secret of your life. God can begin to reveal to you a revelation that will make you to have progress, but you must be committed to it. This is not a prayer you pray and you are diverted. When you are praying this prayer, you'll be focused and continue the prayer. 5 minutes sometimes, 10 minutes sometimes. You might pray 15 minutes, sometimes 30 minutes. Pray only one prayer point. Oh God, my Father, show me what went wrong in my foundation in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, show me what went wrong in my foundation in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, show me what went wrong in my foundation in Jesus' name. When you are having some battle and you don't understand, you say, my Father, show me the secret that I need to know about this situation I'm facing. Are you facing situation that we are? Are you facing situation of a childlessness? Are you facing situation of joblessness? Are you finding out that people propose to you, and when the thing is about to click, it will scatter? When you get to that time, you sit down and pray that simple prayer for about 30 minutes or 1 hour. Say, my Father, show me what went wrong in my foundation. Show me why I am passing through this situation. Show me the solution to this situation. Show me the solution to this battle. These are prayers. These are deep, deep prayer. We call it inquiry prayer. You need to spend a lot of time when you are praying these prayers. Sometimes you fast with it, and God will give you deep, deep, deep revelation. The Bible says, He revealed deep and secret in. He knows what is in darkness, for light is in Him. Pray, and God will show you deeper revelation. It will move your destiny forward. If God can reveal to Daniel the revelation and the dream that the king had, an interpretation, then God can also give you deep revelation. May God open your eyes and may God direct you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray on your prayer request. Lift it up now. Father, I thank you for this prayer request. Let it be answered by fire. Touch all these prayer requests in Jesus' name we pray. I pray for as many people who are here and you are expecting breakthrough from the Lord. Receive it today in the name of Jesus Christ. Within the next 14 days, you will jubilate. You will be celebrated in the name of Jesus Christ. I see somebody wearing a garment of reward. Aha. Somebody is wearing a garment of reward. They are going to award you a great reward, and it's going to move your destiny forward. Somebody's your entitlement has been sat upon. Your benefit has been sat upon. But the Lord said that to tell you within the next 3 weeks, they are going to pay all the entitlement back to you. And you are going to have a very great testimony. Please, let me know this. Please share with me. There's somebody, you have a property, and people have not bought this property. People have been going and they have been doing something with this property. What is there now? I want you to go to where that property is, anoint that property, and say this word. Lay your hand on the property. You will see every negative energy living in this property. Pack your load and go. Any landlord spirit living in this property, pack your load and go. Every stranger occupying this property, pack your load and go. Pray these 3 prayer points
as you lay your hand on it, anoint the entrance of that property, and you will see what God will do. You can go inside also, anoint it at the center, you will see what God will do. Anoint each of the room, you will see how God will move mightily, and you are going to come back and share testimony. Is it a vehicle? No, anoint the engine of the vehicle, anoint the steering of the vehicle, decree on it. Is it a house? Anoint it. Is it a land? Anoint the land. Pray those prayers I say you should pray. You will come back and share testimony with me. God is going to give you a mighty testimony. I see a lot of people dancing and rejoicing because testimony is coming on your way. I welcome you into the land of testimony, in the land of greater reward, and in the land of fulfillment. May God bless you in Jesus' name. All those who have reached the age to get married, an embargo has been placed on your marriage, I command the embargo to be shifted away, and I declare you to go and marry in the name of Jesus Christ. You are looking for the fruit of the womb. You are blessed with twins. You are blessed with triplets in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are expecting one breakthrough in their business or the other, receive it today in the name of Jesus Christ. May God visit you and may God bless you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In case you want to get across to me, you can send information to my WhatsApp number. If you have sent it once or twice, if I have not seen it, or I have not read it, can you try again and resend it back to me? And I'm going to definitely read it. God will bless you in Jesus' name. Just send it to my WhatsApp number, 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, Festa Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, Festa Town. I pray that God will bless you in Jesus' name. As you share this broadcast with others, you will see how God is going to bless you more, and God is going to lift you high in the name of Jesus. Make sure you pray all those prayers I've given to you. Take a time out to pray them. Sometimes fast with them. And you declare about 3 days fasting. Pray and anoint your eye with this oil, and you are going to come back to share testimony with us. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you in Jesus.